Well, about 4 o'clock, I get a message from Bill Schomburg.
Yeah.
Just, you know, hey, I heard there's a tornado in Sioux Falls. Hope you're doing all right. I'm like, all right, doing great. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it just really made me think, because it wasn't until about 20 minutes later, I get a text message from Eric Nelson. Talking, well, he basically sent me a YouTube video talking about motivation. And it really made me think about how, like myself with where I'm at, and how I sort of stepped away from LinkedIn.
Yeah.
To where part of it is, it's like a battle inside me, because I feel like I can just do what I want to do by myself.
Right.
Where again, it's something I always preached and I talked about, because again, yeah, as one individual, you can do good things. But together we can do great things. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? I mean, it's like the whole saying, you know, is one may go fast, but together you may go far. Right. You know, it's like geese when they're flying in a V, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they're flying in a V out there, they're doing that because obviously they're helping each other to be able to go further.
Right now.
I mean, and so with you being here now, it just totally blows my mind.
Well, dude, I hope that I can give at least some of the inspiration that you've given me back to you, man.
Brother, I'll tell you what, this is just you being, I mean, travel how far?
I think we're like 3,000, 4,000 miles into, the whole trip is going to be about 10,000 miles.
That's awesome.
It's a good tax write-off.
Absolutely, there you go.
Yeah, we got a Toyota right here.
So we got the Toyota RAV4 right there, one of the best ones out there for sure.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
Yeah, this is the Toyota that I bought the day after the same day I did the Jeff Larson parody.
The parody.
That was the deal I negotiated with my wife. It was like, all right, well, how about this? We'll go to the Toyota dealership. We'll get a car, but you'll let me do a Jeff Larson video. She's like, okay, fine. You can do your video.
Yeah.
Because you know, obviously, I like my wife's. We're not married yet, she's my fiance, but she's very opposite of me. She doesn't very very much like social media, very just private, and obviously me, polar opposite, and you know, they say opposites attract, and opposites also clash too, but I'd say it's good, she helps balance me out, you know, and so
absolutely.
We find that happy medium, and I like it, so let's...
That's the beauty of it.
Where's this famous lot at?
It's right back here.
Come on, Shih Tzu. So yeah, man, I'm really, really glad that we lined up to come through here, man.
No, you know, it's one of those things. I still think back the day when you did the parody.
Yeah.
You know, well, Michael Smith, of course, did the parody.
Yeah, and then Emma.
And then Emma did the parody. I mean, you guys just.
I was thinking, I'm like, I should get their videos and then try to do some sort of mashup or something, you know, where we splice them together and
that would be fun.
Do a homage to Jeff Larson.
Oh. Yep. No.
So do you ever think, you know, that while your hiatus has been good and that you have had a chance to, you know, focus more on family and, you know, you shifted from sales manager to just, you know, being a sales rep, that you know, you had a great talent with video and you inspired many, that do you ever feel like maybe you're leaving a bit on the table as far as bringing your, you know, true value to the world, where yes, while it isn't easy?
That's what I think about all the time, you know, and that's what I was just talking about, you know, about how we need each other.
Yeah,
you know, we need each other in all aspects of life. It's, you know, so many times we just think in our heads that, you know what, I got this, I can do this, I can do it by myself, I'm gonna be great, whatever. But it really is one of those things where I think back, you know, everything became with what it did on LinkedIn for me. It's because you, all my friends,
right,
my family.
Without other people, it would just be nothing, right?
It would be nothing. You know, I mean, I think back when you put out there the whole top 10 creators and put my face in there, you know, and Craig Wash like put that poster together, and I'm like,
come on, Shih Tzu.
Are you kidding me? The puppy.
Yeah.
Off for the walk.
And yeah. So one of the videos you're talking about how essentially this walk is kind of a parable for life, you know, just it's kind of a walk for, it's a journey.
It's a journey, you know, and it's not focusing on the dust. I mean, life is a journey, you know, and it's, you know, these morning walks for me were just for a time for me to prepare myself for the day. Obviously look at, you know, with what we have for inventory, with where everything's at. But obviously with the whole video aspect of things, it became more, you know?
Right. What would you say was the, obviously, you know, social media addiction, there's comparison, there's depression. Like what was it for you that took it too far? Was it?
You know, it was
the amount of time that it was sucking?
Absolutely. It was somewhat the addiction.
Yeah.
You know, and just who are you?
Right.
Who are you? I mean, you know, again, obviously my thing in life has always been, my title's been Jeff Larson, husband, Jeff Larson, dad, father. Mm-hmm. You know, those things have always been so most important for me, you know, to where I think, you know, I was getting so engaged, which again, it's not a bad thing because as a family,
right, there was value that had.
Absolutely, 100%. Because again, everything that I was learning and how I was growing, and again, I learned so much that I'm still taking to my daily life from LinkedIn.
Yeah.
But it became to where I was going home at night and I'd be on my phone.
Right.
You know?
Because you want to respond to everyone. You want to.
Absolutely.
You want to keep giving back, but then if you give too much, then you know you got to put your own oxygen mask on first, man.
That is for sure. That is for sure.
And that's why I really appreciate you doing this. I know that, you know, you took the hiatus, so you got to be careful as far as doing what you want to do. So I know there's plenty of people out there that are just going to be so excited to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I still think even in your own journey, people take notice and they're like, yeah, man, Jeff, you know, if Jeff could take a break, I could take a break, you know?
You know, and I had a lot of, you know, even the time since I've been, because I've been communicating. I mean, there's some days where I still feel like I'm on LinkedIn with the friends that I've made on there.
Right.
You know, Bill Schomburg and Eric Nelson and, you know, Michael Garrity. I have so many different guys that have, you know, reached out through me, you know, to me and, you know, just checking how things are going, you know. And again, if I'm missing somebody, I know I am.
Right.
But it's just, I've
been 10,000 friends on Facebook.
I've been so blessed to obviously have different people that have just reached out to me out of the blue and just, hey, how are you doing? You know, that
making sure you're all right.
Absolutely, 100%. And yeah. So it's, again, it's a family. It truly is a family.
I know Emma's out there and Michael.
Yes,
and
yes, yeah. Yeah, you know, and again, that's where, again, those relationships that I've made from there, you know, and still growing from there, is just.
Can I create
Shih Tzu? Plug one nose. Yeah. Let him breathe normally.
Sometimes they get this weird thing where their nostril just kind of, like they're just, I don't know, it's weird.
Oh, really?
Just have that short snot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Shih Tzus are a little inbred, but it's all good.
Interesting.
He's a lover, you know?
Yeah.
So, do you have any questions about, you know, as far as what I'm working on as the road trip, or you have anything you want to contribute?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, as far as, you told me a little bit, it's talking about industry.
Right.
Industry 4.0, is that right. What you're talking about?
Yeah, it's kind of like the fourth industrial revolution.
Okay.
So industry, first industrial revolution was, you know, mechanical power, your steam engines, your water mills, you know, you'd have textile plants just running essentially off that one main drive.
Yep.
Second industrial revolution was about 100 years later, was the electric motor. So now all of a sudden you can have smaller electric motors located throughout the plant, rather than one big main engine and have a bunch of gear shafts and pulleys trying to run all the different pieces of equipment. Now you can have the atomization of electric power, and now the power's pretty much right where it needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that opened up new world of opportunities. Obviously, it's instant torque, more reliable, right? More power. So that revolutionized industry manufacturing once again. The third industrial revolution was the advent of the computer, mm-hmm. digital circuits.
Oh, yeah.
So that allowed a new wave of automation to come in. So now instead of having a line operator there pushing buttons, flipping switches.
Yep.
Now you could have a computer there. Now that operator's job becomes easier. Now they get to go into a more, you know, maybe over like operations analyst type of job, or they get to like, you know, supervise the automation, making sure it's doing the menial tasks well, and then, you know, we get to work on better things, right? We could produce more with less.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth industrial revolution is, it's kind of an extension of that. It's really powered by the advent of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the internet changed our lives as far as the way we communicate. I mean, how else do we know each other, right? That's a perfect example of it. I think that's actually how our meeting, you know, I think that's how it connects to Industry 4.0, is because I really do see those as a parallel. Obviously, I'm going through my own digital transformation, becoming a video content creator, connecting with people online. It's like a network powered by the internet. Very much the same way in industry, there's an, it's a internet of things. And you've heard of IoT, like thermostat, you know, now your car has CarPlay.
It's, oh yeah, yep.
Everything's kind of becoming smart and connected.
Yep.
Your doors, your everything, especially in the home. And that's been really popular. Well, that same transformation of internet of things is happening on an industrial scale. And that's called the industrial internet of things. Mm-hmm. So now these machines, not only are they automated, but now they're talking to each other. They're sending data to the cloud, like Amazon Web Services, Microsoft Azure. You got computer data scientists running machine learning algorithms over this data, trying to figure out, I mean, let's use cars for an example. You know, how can we, you know, make sure that we reduce failures or recalls, right? What about it, about these parts? Like, let's think of track and trace, right? If you're tracking the raw material all the way from when it's being made at the steel plant, mm-hmm. all the way through your part suppliers, all the way through production, your assembly, all the way out to on the lot, all the way to the customer, right? Now these Smith systems can analyze how the material and product is flowing through your entire value chain, right? You know, it's like a vertical, it's a horizontal integration of, you know, it's just these companies are now like becoming almost like organisms, right? They're kind of just talking to each other. They're almost like nodes in an ecosystem, like an internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting. It's very exciting. It's very, you know, Industry 4.0 is very much like a concept. It's like it's a paradigm shift. So it's not really like, oh, you can't really just point to it. But that's why I'm trying to explain it, talk to different people about it. I'm doing the documentary and also just trying to make it more relatable. So
for sure.
Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely.
Hello, LinkedIn friends.
And happy Wednesday to everybody, right?
Yeah, yeah. So as you guys can tell, I'm here with Jeff Larson, the one and only. And Jeff, you're known as the father, the husband, and you also, you know, sell some cars here and there.
That I do now, my friend.
Thanks. And I know you got a huge LinkedIn family out there, some of which overlaps with my LinkedIn family.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say, you know, thanks for having us stop by here on the road trip, and thanks for doing this video with me. I know it's been a sensitive area for you, and
this is a beautiful thing because, you know, you talk about the people that we are friends within the family, you know, and I know you mentioned already, like Emma saying hi to, you know, wanting to reach out, so I'm saying hi back right now, and just all the other family out there that, again, have obviously, you know, just been such an important part of my life, you know, and even though, yeah, I'm away now, I'm not really not away, you know, because many of us still talk, communicate all the time, whether it be just a quick text to say hi or a phone call, you know, see what's going on, or of course a road trip, right?
Yeah.
To come say hi.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, the whole road trip was actually just a disguise to actually just come meet you. So, we definitely were like, oh man, I got to come up to Sioux Falls and see my boy, Jeff Larson. And so thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And when I'm looking for my next Toyota, I know where I'm going to be coming. Got to go to Billy and Toyota. Right. All right, LinkedIn fam. I guess that's going to be it. We got to get going. So Jeff, thanks so much, man.
Thank you.